Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Jen Sabella with us, and let's talk first about what's happening on the South Side. Jen, maternity care might be improving.
Yes, good morning, Bob. The United States is one of the only countries in the world that has seen declining rates or increasing rates of maternal mortality in recent years, which means more women are dying during childbirth or while they're pregnant. And there is a new program coming to Inglewood's Kennedy King College, hoping to turn that around by training people in a midwife degree program. These programs come as there is a nurse shortage in this country, and abortion bans across the country have led to an increase in maternal mortality. So the Kennedy King is hoping more people sign up for this, more people have an expertise, and are able to support specifically Black women when it comes to giving birth, as Black women are more impacted by this high maternal mortality rate than other women across the spectrum.
In the Mount Greenwood neighborhood, all the talk is about this missing man. What is the latest on this?
This is such a sad story, and we really hope that Dan Davis is found soon. He is a Mount Greenwood dad and beloved lighting technician at 115 Bourbon Street in Marionette Park. He was in a car accident on November 25th and in the early morning hours, and he became disoriented either before or after the car accident and was seen on some security footage in Blue Island, kind of wandering around and looking confused, and he has not been seen since then. His daughter, who is a Logan Square resident, has been really going so hard, really trying to tell everybody about this and spreading the news of his disappearance. They don't know where he is, but everyone is asking, the family is asking people to look at their security footage, especially if they live on the southwest side, around Marionette Park, Blue Island, Mount Greenwood, just to check in late November to see if he was near their home. If you have any information, you can go online. You could just search Dan Davis's name. There are several Facebook pages, too, that have daily updates. But we're really hoping that Dan is found safe. His family really misses him, and it's just a very sad story, and we're hoping to have a resolution soon.
Very concerning. He was last seen in the early morning hours of November 25th at 115 Bourbon Street. Finally, let's talk about this cookie swap tradition on the far south side.
Yes, this is so sweet. 45 years, family and friends of this southeast side woman, Pat Duck, have been coming together in Hegwisch to exchange cookies. That is a long time for a cookie exchange. It's some of the people have just become like family over the years. They've been through births, deaths, and just really close friends. Their cookies have become so ubiquitous. Like one woman said, she tried to make a new recipe one year and people were so upset that she never tried it again. So she's been making the same recipe for 45 years. But it's just a really sweet story if you go to blockclubchicago.org of these people coming together, baking. It started as like a potluck where everyone brought a cookie, and people would not miss it for, more than four decades now.
And you can read all about that and check out all the stories and more at blockclubchicago.org. Jen Sabella, thank you. Have a good one.
Thanks, Bob.